The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. Sincere apologies for starting the news late. Let's take a look at the headlines. LCC responds to 22 fire incidences in 2 weeks. Zimba Town Council commences phase 2 of Mapatizia Road Rehabilitation Project. In international headlines, senior Kenyan policeman arrested over blogger's killing. And in sports, Zesco United FC appoints Hona Janza as technical director. With the main news in detail, my name is Mumba Tailash. The Lusaka City Council has urged all residents to prioritize their safety and take necessary precautions to prevent fire incidences while warming their homes as the temperatures drop in the city. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Lusaka City Council LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the heaters should be at least kept 3 feet away from flammable materials and should never be left unattended. Ms. Mwamba says in the last 2 weeks, the fire brigade under the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development has attended to 22 fire incidences, which is a concern. She says that Lusaka City Council is committed to ensuring the well-being and safety of all residents through working together to prevent fire accidents and keep the community safe during this cold season.
As the temperatures drop in Lusaka, be cautious with the use of heaters, keeping them at least 3 feet away from flammable materials and never leaving them unattended. Ensure proper ventilation when using fireplaces and keep a fire extinguisher nearby. Avoid overloading electrical sockets and keep cords away from heat sources. In just last 2 weeks, the fire brigade under the Department of Engineering and Infrastructure Development has attended to 22 fire incidents, and the local authorities concerned about the escalating number of fire incidents in the city. The Lusaka City Council is committed to ensuring the well-being and safety of all residents. We need to work together to prevent fire incidents and keep our community safe during this cold season.
Zimba Town Council has commenced phase 2 of the Mapatizia Road Rehabilitation Project. The phase, which officially began on June 13, 2025, covers the stretch from Kapaulu to Kabanga. Zimba Town Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Maston Munze says 35 kilometers of the road have been successfully rehabilitated under phase 1, stating that Chundwe Tenos proposed Axon Sejani Road along the Great North Road, Lusaka to Livingstone Road through to Kapaulu, procured under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Mr. Monza says phase 1 was initially scheduled to cover 48 kilometers. Only 35 kilometers were completed to allow for the timely launch of phase 2. The adjustment follows strong appeals from the